This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. By one estimate, maybe 100 million people could be watching and listening to the first presidential debate tonight from Hofstra University in New York. That would put the audience in Super Bowl territory, with one big difference. No single media outlet has an exclusive. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein now on how the media are planning to cash in.
The debate itself is ad-free, but the 30-second spots before and after the main event are going for between $200,000 and $250,000 on the national networks. Brian Steinberg, senior TV editor for Variety, says that's what some of the top TV shows get.
I mean, $200,000 and up, you know, it's like Better Call Saul, Scandal, $207,000, The Voice, $219,000, Modern Family, $236,000.
As high as these prices may sound, it's cheap compared to last season's Super Bowl, with prices around $5 million a spot. David Campanelli at Horizon Media says there's one crucial difference between these two events.
This isn't an event that's taking place on one network. It's going to be across five or six networks, which gives the advertisers who do want to participate a lot of options and a lot of places to go.
Networks are leveraging the debate's popularity by getting companies who want prime debate slots to buy less popular ad time as well. And if Trump and Clinton make great theater tonight, who knows what advertisers will be willing to cough up for the next round. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
There is a Marketplace debate watching thing online tonight with my colleagues and some fact-checking, marketplace.org or Marketplace on Twitter.